except a man though, with the newer cephalosporin has relatively little advantage, if any, unless you happen to really like to use Mandol. It doesn't have any advantages over the others. Rifoxitin remains a useful drug, primarily because of its effectiveness against Bacteroides gratulus, and it, in fact, there are a number of studies now in patients, for example, with diverticulitis, patients with moderate, mild, intra-abdominal sepsis. Rifoxitin has been used as a single drug, and it is effective as a single agent in that group of patients. You should not use rifoxitin and piperacillin together. They are antagonistic. One of the circumstances that one can see of an antagonist. Cefuroxime was the most active of this class. In fact, it's probably the most active of all of the cephalosporins, as active, if not more active, against Haemophilus influenzae. And it's now been shown, because of its activity, in the treatment of H. flu meningitis, where one is dealing with ampicillin-resistant organisms as a means of avoiding chloramphenicol. And even though you only get 1% absorption into the CSF, that 1% absorption is sufficient to produce bactericidal levels against Haemophilus. It also has moderate activity against pneumococci and meningococci.